If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal. Now, from our studios in New York, here's Veronica Dagger.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Veronica Dagger, and I cover wealth management and personal finance for the Wall Street Journal. In today's episode, small towns with big millionaire populations. Dan Burrows is contributing writer at Kiplinger. So, Dan, what does it mean to be a bona fide millionaire household in the United States, and how many of them are there out there?
Well, it's defined as a household that has at least $1 million in investable assets. And that investable assets means, you know, not your house, but custodial accounts, individually owned retirement accounts, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, that sort of thing. And this is of interest to wealth managers because wealth managers want those people as clients. And there are about 6.8 million of them in the U.S.
So roughly, is that about 5% or so of households in the U.S.
Yeah.
or so?
Yeah.
Got it. Are they mostly found in the coast generally? Because when I think millionaires, I tend to think Los Angeles and New York.
Interesting. When we talk about just raw numbers of millionaires, yeah, they're in the biggest cities, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. They're the biggest population. So they also have the greatest number of millionaires. But when we look at a percentage of households, what percentage of the households are millionaires? They are found all over the country and in some very surprising places.
Fascinating. So I want to get to some of those surprising places. So some of these small towns with high concentrations of millionaires, one of them you said is Concord, New Hampshire. What's going on in Concord?
Yeah, Concord is an interesting one because it doesn't, unlike some of the other cities that we looked at, it doesn't have, you know, one big draw for millionaires, but it is the state capital, so that means it has state, county, local, and federal agencies and law firms and professional agencies that support them. It's a major distribution, industrial, and transportation hub. It has tourism. The International Speedway is there, and Boston is only about a 90-minute drive to the south.
So it sounds like some good job opportunities for people in different aspects of that location. Another, heading south a little bit, Fredericksburg, Texas is another top spot. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, Fredericksburg is smack dab in the middle of Texas Hill Country. It's a beautiful region of the Lone Star State, and it has a lot to offer for both outdoorsy types and esky. So you can go horseback riding, but also it has fine dining, wine tastings, concerts, and art shows.
A lot of opportunities for cultural events, and as we know, that tends to attract a more upscale crowd because they've got the disposable income to take advantage of some of those opportunities.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And we're talking about small towns with big millionaire populations with Kiplinger's Dan Burrows, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.
We're back with Kiplinger's Dan Burrows, who's telling us about small towns with lots of millionaires. So, Dan, is there one or two common threads that run throughout these small towns who tend to have lots of millionaires?
For the most part, it's that they're very desirable places to live. We'll see, like, Vineyard Haven on Martha's Vineyard, or we'll see something like Torrington, Connecticut, which is in Litchfield County, which is a nice place to get away, or they're near major ski resorts like that. And some of them are just driven by economics and not much else.
And are some of these towns home to, it's people's second homes? This isn't necessarily their primary residence? Did you look at that at all?
Yeah, in most cases that's true, but not all.
Got you. So what was the number one small town with the highest percentage of millionaires in your ranking?
It's interesting because this is not one of the places where millionaires have a second home. It's Juneau, Alaska.
Fascinating.
About 8.5% of the households are millionaires. Now, part of that is because it's very, very expensive to live in Alaska. So, in general, you need to have a lot of money. And then it comes down to the oil boom. You know, oil prices were in a long-term uptrend, and it made a lot of people very wealthy. Unfortunately, now oil prices have declined, and Alaska is actually in a recession. We'll see if it still has as many millionaires going forward.
Right. And another point about Alaska, it's a pretty tax-friendly state, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the most tax-friendly states. There's no state income tax, and the government actually pays residents an annual dividend from oil money.
Pretty nice. Thanks so much, Dan.
My pleasure.
And thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to Watching Your Wealth on iTunes. I'm Veronica Dagger.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.